From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. You could almost hear it out here in California, a collective whew on Wall Street. Stocks are way up on news of a massive government rescue plan coming soon. Here's President Bush this morning.
Given the precarious state of today's financial markets and their vital importance to the daily lives of the American people, government intervention is not only warranted, it is essential.
There are few details now. The plan will be crafted over the weekend with congressional leaders, but it will be the largest in a series of already large interventions. It means hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars. NPR's David Kestenbaum has more.
The government has spent the past weeks putting out one big fire after another. Bear Stearns, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, AIG, but none of those huge government efforts seem to do the trick.
Despite these steps, more is needed. We must now take further decisive action to fundamentally and comprehensively address the root cause of our financial system stresses.
The root cause? Those mortgage-backed securities that banks and companies and investors own. 5 million homeowners are now delinquent or in foreclosure, he said. As a result, those mortgage-backed securities are worth only a fraction of their original value. There are worries the financial system is in danger of freezing up, threatening to make it impossible to get loans, home loans, school loans, loans to create jobs, the lifeblood of the economy.
The federal government must implement a program to remove these illiquid assets that are weighing down our financial institutions and threatening our economy. This troubled asset relief program must be properly designed and sufficiently large to have maximum impact while including features that protect the taxpayer to the maximum extent possible.
Paulson did not get into details, but he is planning a new government agency that would buy up those toxic mortgage assets, take them off people's hands. Paulson said it would require hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars.
I am convinced that this bold approach will cost American families far less than the alternative. A continuing series of financial institution failures and frozen credit markets unable to fund economic expansion.
The government also took two other steps, which on any other day would have been huge news. The Treasury Department announced a plan to protect money market funds. A lot of ordinary people own them. The funds are basically a collection of bonds that are supposed to be very low risk. The plan would offer temporary government insurance. The Securities and Exchange Commission also temporarily banned a practice called short selling today. That's a way of betting that a stock price will go down. There are concerns short selling was artificially driving prices down. But defenders of the practice say it's an important part of the free market. The details of the big bailout that Paulson discussed will have to be hammered out in Congress. He said he would work with lawmakers to get it done fast next week. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.